The law of Catholic monks and nuns doesn't provide the deep fascination for contemporary art that it once did, say back in the 13th century. But in the work of Andrea Butner, whose latest show has just opened at Dublin's Douglas Hyde Gallery, the inner life of a convent of Carmelite nuns and the organisation of the Franciscans have both featured prominently, though in an unfamiliar role. For the German-born, London-based artist, religious life is useful in her work, she suggested to me when we met last week, for providing an image of the way things are in the art world.
I met one of the sisters on a bus when I was traveling in London, and I had moved to Ladbroke Grove and seen on the map that there's a Carmelite convent, quite a big area in the neighborhood. And then I think I was interested because I was interested in embarrassment and shame, and I wanted to speak about it with them. And then I developed a kind of friendship which had a special form, because it's really a closed order. It meant I couldn't enter it. I drew them every evening during their evening prayers. They opened the grill and the curtain from the nun choir to the church area, and I was sitting there and sketching them. And then after their prayers, they closed the grill and the curtain again. It was, so this was a kind of silent friendship that we established for over a year. And then they were speaking about little drawings or little things or little works they make themselves. And because there was no chance for me to see them, I asked them if they wouldn't be willing to film them. And I gave them a camera and they documented their little works for me. It's in a way not an interest only in a religious community. It's also an interest in the art world as a community, and it reflects the art world with the help of a mirror or another community. That's also a closed community, and with again an interest in littleness or little works as a minor form, yeah, like glass painting, like printmaking, but also icons done, painted by nuns in a closed order. I was raised a Catholic, and I went to a Franciscan a school run by Franciscans. So it's somehow, I'm interested in shame mainly in relation to art, because, you know, you do something in the studio in secret and then you exhibit it and people will see it and they will judge it. Now maybe the listeners to this program might go to the Douglas Hyde Gallery and are disappointed. Yeah? They will judge it anyway. So that's how we react to art. And so I think artistic practice is very shame-prone. Whatever we do, you know, even if we don't undress or if we don't do anything that's normally associated with shame, it's just this sheer structure of doing something and presenting it to the judgment of others. And maybe showing something that's intimate or showing something that's dear to you and hoping others will like it. Of course, we judge the things, the art we see, like, oh, this is beautiful or this is ugly or... And also beautiful is a judgment, of course. And we judge according to certain conventions most of the time. To make something that doesn't fit into these conventions goes with a certain fear of shame. The walls are already quite beautiful at the Douglas Hyde Gallery. That fits already well enough to the work I installed. So I didn't need to paint the walls brown. I painted one corner of the space. I put glass pieces and woodcuts and fabric pieces. There are maybe 5 glass pieces. The glass pieces are reverse glass paintings, Hinterglasmalerei. It's a folk technique. And it's acrylic behind glass or collage behind glass. It's a tradition that comes, it's done at several parts of the world. There are Indian glass paintings, there are Romanian glass paintings, there are also Bavarian glass paintings. I came across this technique in Bavaria where I was in a residency and many years ago. And this technique was also very important for the Blaue Reiter artists, the Blue Rider, probably in English. This group of artists who lived in the south of Munich in the early 20th century, Kandinsky, Münter, and they looked at this folk technique of Hinterglasmalerei, reverse glass painting, and copied it or tried their own art in this technique. And it's one of the, what's very particular about it in the way the farmers or the lay people did it is that first the lines are drawn in black and then these areas are filled in very, very bright colors. So the separation of color fields, which is a feature of modernism, is very close to this technique of reverse glass painting. So one could tell the story of the history of modernism in relation to these glass paintings. Something that's really interesting to me about monastic life is the importance of manual labor in the Benedictine rules, for example, or I always think of like whatever gardening in monastic life as a way of, as a practice of attention. And one question always for me is what could have this function or what could I do accordingly in my own work? Yeah. I think it is close to gardening, this kind of this aspect of my practice. And actually, I first studied philosophy and stopped that for a while and applied for art school because I was missing manual labor. So I think carving the woodcuts really fulfills this, what I was first looking for in art.
Andrea Büttner, and that show is at the Douglas Hyde Gallery until March 19th.